the message of grace cannot be reduced to sin management.
God does not speak for the fun of it. There's so much power in His Word.
The Bible says, in Him, we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace.
I will never be the same. I've touched Your grace. My life has changed. I will never be the same.
I've touched Your grace.
I've touched something.
I will never, never be the same.
I've touched something, sir.
I will never
be the same.
I've touched something.
Something. I can never be the same again. Oh, we have taken a hold of this thing. I will never be the same. I've touched something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated. Amen. You have touched something. Pastor Lawrence, thank you, sir. Kai, such an anointing. Kai. This is what you say, Akwaimai. Akwaimai. In case you don't understand that there's oil. Akwaimai. Oh, let's celebrate God's servant, the set man over the house, Dr. Caris. We celebrate you, sir. We celebrate you, sir. And your lovely wife, the first lady of the church, celebrate you. Pastor Peter, all of the pastors in the house, we celebrate every single one of you. God bless you. Have your seat. Amen. And celebrate yourself. Oh, glory to God. You will never be the same. There is something you have touched. You can never be the same. You have seen something. You have seen your way out. Oh, there is a way out. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. There's a way out. There's a way out. There's a way out. I'm not going to be like this forever. Oh, this is not the end of the story. In fact, this is just the beginning of the story. There is part two to my story. There is part three to my story. There is part four. There is part five. I've taught something. I hold the reins of my life. I can turn it wherever I want. The limits have been broken. In the New Testament, sir, the limits have been broken. Jesus said from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The Amplified Version said that a path for the heavenly kingdom is being sought for the most earnest zeal and intense exertion. What was he talking about? I mean, before John the Baptist, there was a limit. There were certain things you could not do. If you're not a Levite, there was nothing you could do about it. You could fast forever. You can't be a Levite. It was locked. If you're not an Israelite, you couldn't enter into certain parts of the tabernacle. There was nothing you could do about it. But when Jesus showed up, Hey, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Do you know what it means by the wind bloweth where it listed? It's King James English. It means that the wind blows where it wants. It says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. It means that you look at any direction, any sector, any sphere of life, the wind bloweth where it listed. Where do you want to take? Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, where do you want to take? The wind bloweth where it listed. You will look, you will turn and say, let's take the educational industry. Let's take the education sector. You will look and turn and say, let's take a hold of entertainment. The wind bloweth where it listed. And you cannot tell where it is coming from or where it is going. Our ways are in the winds. Oh, we might walk in the flesh. But Sama, don't make a mistake. Oh, our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of those strongholds. We change cultures. They say you are from the middle belt, you cannot rule Nigeria as a president. Forget it. That's why we have weapons of warfare. We change narratives. If it's necessary, they will create an office of deputy pharaoh. Offices that never existed before. We are not limited to the narratives of the world. They looked at you and said, hey, you are a woman. There are certain things a woman cannot do. No, sir. You will break out. You will break out. You will break out. No limits. No limits. You will break out. You are changing the narrative. Sir, you have taught something. There is no limitation. They say, oh, the years have gone. The years have passed. No, sir. Hey, yeah, there is compensation. Yes, sir. There is recompense. Yes, sir. Restoration. Hallelujah. Let me try and preach my message. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I came with a couple of people. Karen. Where is she? Okay. Karen is chief of staff of the ministry. Actually, Barrister Karen. Let's celebrate her. She's awesome woman of God. And Elijah. Elijah is our contact person in Makurdi. Amen. Grace of ministry. And I don't know if Pastor Mike is he around? He has gone. Okay. He drove me all the way here. And let me greet Rosalind. Where is she? Okay. You know, 2019, that's when I came, right? So she came with me, and she lives in Jaws. I said, just stay here. Let me yab her a bit. The first thing... Should I yab you? You know, one of the things that you can see when a person has started growing, right, you will know. And I'm glad that she stayed in the church here. First time she met me, you could... In fact, she just looked at her. You know, you could sense that kind of feeling. All these men of God. Another one again. But oh, since that time, I've seen growth in her life. I've seen consistency. And that's to tell you that this is a good place to be. Glory Zone is a good place. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. This, I've seen it. I've seen her life change. Changed. Thank you, sir. Let's celebrate God's servant one more time. Yeah. I'm not lipsticking, right? I'm telling you what I've seen. When God's word and the Spirit of God comes upon a person and transforms the person, oh, there's nothing more beautiful than that. The person is in one stage like this, then you come after some periods and the person has changed. Only God's word can do that. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 45. Subdue Nations part 2. Hopefully. Then the third service will do the spirit of primitive Christianity. Some people are going to just carry tea and sit down outside. They're not going anywhere. Yeah, enjoy it. Don't go anywhere. You know, yesterday someone, a senior reverend, I don't know whether he's here today. He came to meet me in the hotel room and he was telling me of the things that have happened to him, just hearing words that I taught on blood empowerment and blood protocol. that it was just mind, testimony after testimony, mind-blowing testimony. I was, wow. I was like, wow. We've had amazing testimony. You know, we've had amazing. And, you know, out of this meeting, that's one of the things that's going to happen. As I'm talking, there's an impartation of the spirit of faith. There's an impartation of the spirit of prayer. There's an impartation. There are some of you, after this meeting, you will not be able to sleep. They will literally beg you. It's jumping on you. It's jumping on you. Oh, I was so blessed by those testimonies yesterday. God's word makes all the difference. Kai, no, those testimonies touch me. But Isaiah 45, I want to state my message. Can I do that? Oh, glory to God. Say, thus said the Lord to his anointed. There is something about being anointed. In Acts 10, 13, you say, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It was not talking about that God just anointed him. It's talking about the measure of the anointing. How God anointed. Because in this world, right, what you need to produce is results. Results will give you respect. Results will give you respect. You know, no money respecting me in my family. No money respecting in ministry. If they see results, there is nothing men respect more than results. Nothing. It's not English. It's not talk. Nothing men respect more than results. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It was not, because many times, right, you know, there is a place where we get to where you say, I am anointed, right? And that's true. I never forget that. You are anointed, right? But again, you need to understand that that anointing increases. It's a measure. It's the same thing that a lot of believers, they say, I'm the favored of the Lord. I'm the favored of the Lord. But it's in measure. The Bible's talking about Jesus in Luke 2, said that he grew in favor. He grew in favor. That means that you can increase favor upon your life. You know, one of the things that the devil can do to make people not to pray is to help you to think that you are okay when you're not okay. If the devil can normalize suffering for you, if he can normalize suffering, you know, that's what he's doing at the higher level with gay and lesbian. It makes society make it look normal. Meanwhile, it is this, whether you normalize it or not, it is destructive in its inside. Do you understand what I'm saying? In its formation, it is already destructive. So if, for instance, if we normalize taking poison, it doesn't reduce it from being poison. Are you following? So sometimes you have to learn, most times, every time, not to follow the trend of the world. Because one of the things that the devil can do is to normalize certain things for you. To think that it is normal for a Christian not to pray that much. Favor. The devil can tell you that, no, you are favored already. Don't worry. Meanwhile, you don't understand that you can grow in it. You can grow in it. You can grow to that place where it becomes compelling favor. Higher. Compelling. You become irresistible to your world. Hey, there's a place like that. You know, one of the things that Paul prays for in the New Testament was that you should pray for utterance for me. Do you know what utterance is? Utterance is that when you walk into that company for that interview, there's a place where when you talk to the person that is interviewing you, he wants to sit on the ground. He's voicing. Okay, thank you. Voicing. You know, they looked at Jesus and said, Kai, they sent soldiers to go and arrest him. When the soldiers, they came to arrest him. As he was talking, they just sat down. Oh, boy. When church finished, they went home. They not say, where is the man? Kai. Kai. But no man ever spoke like this man. Can I tell you something? The things that Jesus was saying were the things that were captured in the Bible. You can carry this Bible and read it out, the words of Jesus, and it's not make any difference. Utterance is not about the words. Catch it now. Catch it. Catch it, catch it. We need to move fast. The things that were written that he was saying to those soldiers, they were captured in the Bible. You can be reading it and somebody will be playing table tennis. It's not in the words. It's not in the words. Paul said, pray for utterance. That's what Joseph had when he stood before Pharaoh. By the time he finished talking, you will ask yourself, what did he say? No, no, seriously, what did he even say? It was not a big deal, the things that he said. It was not really a big deal. But it was not about the things that were said. His voicing. Thank you, sir. No, no. If they say they're going to select, there's a slot for 10 people, and they'll select one. You start the 9 people, you gather them for counseling. This is how to cope with disappointment. You start counseling them. So when things happen, just know that. There's another time. Hey! Kaya bakata labaka se kateya. Favor is to be preferred above others. To be preferred above others. They said there is that slot. Sir, you will increase favor. Don't let the devil lie to you that if favor cannot be increased. You will increase it. In the place of prayer, Zegeto, you will cook it. You will cook favor. When you enter that office, when they hear your voice, you are irresistible. 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 You want to write those books before the book goes out. Hiya. You will cook the book first. Can I even tell you something? At a point, it's not even about the book that you wrote. You can write anything you want to write. Have you ever heard of Phil Driscoll? You know, the first time my wife heard Phil Driscoll, he said, I said, who is this? Is this music? But that guy takes that trumpet and goes to the mountain. Kasukahela, Jegedu Gabaya, Ekalabakatia, Igadaya Labaka, Heka. When he comes down, you will hear him. Sadia is utterance. Paul said, pray for me. You know, with Paul, when they hear Paul, when you hear Paul preach, Kai, Kai. We need to sacrifice something. It's utterance. It's utterance. They call you for that interview. Well, I'm not talking about preaching. Oh, hey, yeah, yeah. I learned it a long time ago. God organized my life. You understand? Ah, he put me in places. When I look back at my life, I say, Kai, this God is a strategist. Because when I graduated from the NDA, the next person I served with was a born again. It was an AOC, that's a GOC equivalent. I was his ADC. Young man. He was born again to the teeth. He has, when he has a seminar, he'll be in that room talking in tongues. Stay with his Bible. I learned it early. When he comes for that seminar, Kai! Heya! He's not preaching. No. Heya! Military talk. You will see the visage of a Colossus. The visage of a Colossus. You is not small. There is something that rises on your inside that refuses to make you small. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How God anointed. How God anointed. How God anointed. How God anointed. There is more. How God anointed. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be small. How God anointed. You will push the boundaries of this thing. They've not seen anything yet, sir. No. You're going to push the boundaries. You will push the boundaries. You will push the boundaries. Kasabaka, talk in other tongues, sir. Sakabasha katolebra kataya. You will push the boundaries. You will push the boundaries, sir. Irateketoso katayaba. Irateketosema. Intrasaka. Oh, I will never be the same. I've touched something, sir. My eyes are red. I've touched something. I will never be the same. I've touched something. He kalabakon dole bregedo sata. Rekete seketo yama. Indelebogo sata yaba. Ha ha ha. Oh, leba ha leba esto leba. Thank you, Lord. Sama, you have taught something. Oh, you are anointed. It takes an anointing to break out. It takes an anointing to break out. That anointing, he said, you know, with Jesus, look at Jesus. For 30 years, he was Son of God indeed, but he didn't do any miracle. It's not a coincidence that it was after he went into the wilderness for 40 days when he came out. Sir, can I tell you something? Jesus was a lay teacher. That means that he used to read scripture. Now, those devils that, you know, when he came back, he came to that same synagogue, reading the same story. Those same devils that were crying out were there before he went to the desert. You didn't hear what I'm saying? I am a kata labakata. They were there. But guess what? Life will begin to react. Life will begin to respond when the anointing on your inside rises. You will provoke things. Reverend Okora, please sit down. Let's talk. Reverend Okora was giving me a story. He said that there was a man, he's a pastor. He submits to Reverend Okora, young pastor. The pastor's mother-in-law that used to sleep in their house became a minister in the last administration. For 3 years that she was a minister, she never gave them anything. Mother-in-law, her own daughter, not adopted daughter. 3 years. When she finished her tenure, she started crying. Nah, you mean I didn't help people do anything? The pastor was saying that there was a man that was in her office. The man will remove his slippers and put in front of the woman's office and be smiling. And say, we are the ones that put her in this office. We don't control things. You just be smiling. For 3 years, they didn't gain anything from this woman. They tied her eye. After she left that city, she cried. You know the thing that pained him most? This pastor that gave me the story. It's his mother-in-law. The thing that pained him most was that he has his own church. The thing that pained him most was that it was later he realized what was going on. Witchcraft and manipulation. It was when he came around our circle, started explaining to him. Because it can be explained in the physical. You can start there explaining, you know, she's busy. No. There's no money. Which there's no money? There's money everywhere. Go to any ATM, you see people withdrawing money. Is it their sins that they're withdrawing? But you see, the point of that story is that if you are not spiritually sensitive, right, the things around you, you might think it is normal, yet it is not normal. Poverty can be explained, but sir, it is not normal. Christ has redeemed you from poverty. You can have plenty of explanation, but it's not normal. And I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are breaking out of it. You are breaking out of managing. Did you hear me? In Psalm 30, he said, favor is for a lifetime. There is no wilderness experience for the Christian. Mm-mm. Favor is for a lifetime. It's for a lifetime. No wilderness experience. There's no time when you say, no. That's explanation. Favor is for a lifetime. One of our partners, her dad, My dad is the deputy ambassador in Namibia. If I mix any of the story, let me know. And then the ambassador himself, this was the man had held this money for 7 years. The man, witchcraft manipulation, open one. He put everybody in that office under subjection. They could not raise their head. Then she met me. We did, I went to preach in, for Reverend Aromeada in London. I think it should be three weeks ago now. Miracle and Healing Convention. So she met me. I told her to come for that meeting. We prayed. That same week, that money that had been held for 7 years was released in tunes of thousands of dollars. Was released 7 years. It was not year one. It's not coincidence. It's not coincidence. Is that the power of, I saw it, that it was witchcraft and manipulation. It was broken. You know, one of the good things about life is to be receiving seeds in pounds. You know, the other day, when my alert was just doing bam, bam with pounds, I said, come, I need to get a lawyer. Because this UK, you don't know their laws. They can just come and, it's true. Come and say, I'm not paying tax or something. No, it's true. Ah, I thought about it. I'm going to do it when I go back. I'll look for a lawyer. I said, come, all this money is entering my account. What am I supposed to do with it? Hanging monies, they are dropping in the name of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus Christ. One of the tools for subduing nations is the anointing. Not just being anointed, but being anointed to a measure. Permit me to say, being crazily anointed. And the anointing is not just say, a pastor thing. No. You are anointed for the marketplace. Power. Oh, power. People that break out, they will tell you, people that break out in the world, right? I have stories of them plenty. I'm in the military, so we have plenty of stories. There was one of our big guys that was involved in the arms deal. The guy is from that other side of the country, Bauchi State. They're saying they're very good anyway with the other side of things. So there was, when they were doing the whole arms deal, they were investigating people. When they called him for the panel, before they called him for the panel, of course he went to his village and came back. This village thing. Guess what? Hebrews 13 verse 10 says, we have a shrine. We have a village. Hebrews 13, 10. We have what? King James say altar. The word altar is shrine. Did you hear me? We have our own village. Verse 15 says, we make sacrifices upon that altar. So this man, when he came back, big case. He was one that even the amount of money that he embezzled, there was one other manual Christian. He didn't even permit my English. He didn't chop plenty money. They retired him. This man, this other, the main actor of this, my story, with all the money, with all the money, by the time he got to the board chairman, they now started talking to him. The board chairman, he now started saying that he's so and so. He has so number of children. They said, which school do your children go? He mentioned his school. The board chairman, it's true. That's the school my children too go. Do you know Mr. So and so, their principal? He said, I know. I said, he's a nice man, though. He's a nice man. Kai, well done, eh? So you can go. You can go. He's still in the Air Force. Kai. As a believer, we have, what we have is superior. Yes, sir. In the book of Esther, they were conjuring for 365 days. That their 365 days, 3 days prayer and fasting canceled it. So you have to understand that what we have, if properly done, is superior. That 3 days prayer and fasting is not 3 days of breaking 6 o'clock. It's not breaking 6 o'clock. Yeah, it's stretch. Not exacting your pleasure. That means that you're not praying and fasting. You say you're praying and fasting, and then you wake up in the morning, you just do your quiet time. 10 minutes, shaka pa shaka shakata. Then you go to work. By the time you come back, you now watch TV and watch the clock. Is this 6 o'clock? I say, finally, hey, where's the food? It's better safe. In Isaiah 58, it says you do this to exact your own pleasure. No, when you are praying, when you are doing this kind of fasting, you drop your own pleasure. You want to do it properly. You want to get the results. You will shut out everything. Shut out Facebook. Shut out WhatsApp. Don't worry. Say, no, they will call me. Who has been calling you?
How much has been
calling you? I will miss call. Who has been calling you? And you know, that's one of the things that the devil does. When he sees that you are becoming serious, distraction will come. That your friend will call. How far? You shut out everything. You stay. You do it properly. You know, Steve Brooks was saying that there was a man, they were doing prayer and fasting in his church. And then the man, after the prayer and fasting, he says, sir, I didn't get anything out of the prayer and fasting. Steve Brooks now asked him, how do you do your prayer and fasting? The same way I describe, you know, you do sharp quiet time. And go to work, come back and watch TV until 6 o'clock. During break. Exactly. That's how he said he was doing his fast. Steve Brooks told him you can't get results out of that. You need to be mightily anointed. Higher. And you need to increase in it. You increase the power. Thank you, Lord. That's number one. What's number two? Influence of kings. Thank you, Lord. Please sit down. He said, I will loosen the loins of kings. These kings is in two places. I'm talking about subduing nations. Now, one is that anointing. Number two is the influence of kings. The influence of kings is in two places. If you want doors to open to you, in every sector, there are certain people that hold the key to that sector. You cannot neglect them. Both in spirituality, in terms of there are people that carry their systems of themselves. You need impartations. Amen. Are you following me? You need impartations. The greatest people that become bank managers, it's not from an outsider. They're not going to carry an outsider or come and become bank manager. Mm-mm. It is somewhere that they have been mentoring. The loins of kings have been opened to that person. This is one of the prayers you pray, that the loins of kings, the loins of influential people be opened to you. That means that they will open their heart to mentor you. Because with mentorship, you move faster. Without mentorship, it's like taking a keke napep from here to Abuja. You will get there, but you take time. You need the heart of kings to open to you. You need that influence. You know, Paul in Galatians was saying that when God separated me, I conferred not with flesh and blood. He was talking and talking. Then and I went up to Jerusalem by revelation. You know what he was talking about? In Galatians, he was making a lot of boasts about this thing I have. I didn't get it from any man. Then God told him, Ogabros, go and meet Peter, because he's the one that holds the key to the city. Now, in Hebrews 7, verse 7, it says that without contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Now, that's sort of King James. What he's saying is that there is no way, when he says without contradiction, he said that what he's saying literally is that there is no way on planet Earth that a person that is less, the less there doesn't mean a broke person. No, he's not talking about that. You'll see it later. He's talking about ranking. The less, there's no way a person can rise without a physical man on earth here giving him the license to rise. This is how it is. Because on earth here, it's man that has authority. You have to see it. It's in here, on earth here, it is man that has authority to give you access. But he says here, he will loosen the loins of king and open to you the gates. The gates are the gates to the masses, to the people. Because if I make you a branch manager, what happens is that I've made you the boss of people. When I loosen the loins of king, what I've opened to you is the gates. If you enter a city, maybe as a man of God, you have to look for the person that holds the gate to that city, the man of God. The thing about it is this, on earth here, it's a jurisdiction. It's something that cannot be bypassed. You can try, but you cannot do it. You cannot bypass. Why? Like, for instance, right, in the Air Force, if you are going to be a pilot, right, you can get what you call a private pilot license, right? That means that you finish all your training. You are spending nights reading them books, right? But if you finish that, you can fly a plane. But guess what? You cannot carry anybody until they give you a certificate by a certified body. The truth is, which one is more important? The reading of the books and the practice or the certificate, which one is more important? The two, actually. But no matter how much of the books you've read, you need a man to certify you to practice on earth. You can fly yourself, but you need a man to certify you to fly on earth. It's a jurisdiction thing. You will see with Jesus, when he walked up to John the Baptist, what do you think was going on? John the Baptist laid hands on him in our own context. Because John the Baptist was the system at that moment. John the Baptist was the key to that territory. Impartation. John the Baptist had something on him. That thing he had was called consecration. That man had the ability to stay in the desert and not eat. Guess what? Jesus needed it. When they laid hands on him, Bible said that the Spirit drove him. More is caused than thought. Are you getting what I'm saying? More is caught than thought. They laid hands on him. That thing about impartation dropped on him. He was driven. One version says he ran. There was someone that came from one of our meetings. After that, he could not stop praying. This is someone that has not been praying before. The thing that made prayer easy came upon him. Bible said that Jesus ran. It's impartation. There is something that Jesus was learned at 12. He already started studying. So it was not that he didn't, you understand? He has not passed through the schools. But there is something that he says that without all contradiction, the only way the less person can come up is through the better in ranking. In that same Hebrew, he said that, and he blessed, talking about Melchizedek, he said he blessed him that had the blessing. Sama, do you understand that? He blessed him that had the promise. Huh? God, the Father, blessed somebody. Then somebody on earth had to bless him. Because Sama, listen, this is very vital, very vital. Because the jurisdiction of operation on earth is given to men. You need a covering. You need a covering. You need it. You need prophets over your life. Thank you, Lord. And you see it all through scriptures. You need a covering. You need to come to that place where you understand that there's no other way around it. No other way. Looking at the disciples, the apostles, they say, Kai, they've been with Jesus. Something came upon them. Let me make progress. Isaiah 45. Let's go to the next one now. I'll make sure I finish it here. All right. Say, and I will loosen the loins of kings to open before him. That loosening of loins of kings is to open before you the gates. Because there are certain people that are gatekeepers. One of the prayers that you pray is that God should bring influential people to your life. You have to become very strategic in your prayer. Because God is strategic in his dealings. Amen. God is strategic in his dealings. You too, you have to be strategic. You know, in the Acts, for instance, you know, sometimes people say, everybody is equal for God or to God. It's true, but it's not true. The salvation of everybody, spiritually speaking, is equal in the eyes of God. But the relevance or their effect on earth is not the same. For instance, if your president becomes born again today, what do you think will happen? President just comes out and says, I'm now born again. You see the book of Acts, 3,000 people get born again, just write 3,000. 5,000, just write 5,000. Then when there were strategic conversions, the story was told. Strategic conversions, Paul. Strategic conversion, the Ethiopian eunuch. Strategic conversion, Cornelius. Because God saw what they had. This man was the finance minister. He was taking... You have to be strategic. That strategy is that God has to loosen the loins of kings that will open gates to you. One right contact. That thing that looks difficult becomes easy. That's one of the prayers you pray for yourself. Strategic. You know, in a sense, if you look at it, the stories in the Bible... I don't like saying it because sometimes it makes people feel bad. But don't feel bad, amen. Because you're among the great people. The stories in the Bible were not about poor people. There is nobody that God spent time telling his story that was poor. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Paul. Just recalling all them. Solomon, David. God never stayed to tell anybody's story that was poor. God is... God is the God of the poor, but not the God. He's the God for the poor, but not the God of the poor. He's the God for the poor, but he doesn't associate with the poor. When he comes, his target is to bring you up. The stories in the Bible, you go and look at it. The actors in the Bible, you know actors, the major actors were big guys. Sama, can I tell you something? That's a genealogy. Hey, those are your village people. Hey, Kayalava Kataya. Hey, they are my village people. We used to have village meeting. He said, you have not come unto the mountain that can be touched. You have come to the spirits of just men made perfect. When I tell you I'm going to the village, I'm going to the spirits of just men made perfect. When I come to this place, I'm coming to Solomon. I'm coming to Abraham. The spirits of just men made perfect. Those are my village people. Hey! I know my village people. I know my village people. They are rich folks. Oh, glory, glory. Kai, finish this thing. Isaiah 45, verse 2. Come on, let's go. Kai Alabaka. I know my village people. No, not your neighbor. Tap your neighbor and say, come, I know my village people. Verse 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. That's about changing cultures and changing narratives. The crooked path straight. The bars of iron. Those bars of iron, are there are places they've told you that because of where you are coming from, you cannot enter. You have to change the narrative. You have to change the culture. They've looked at you and they sized you up. Oh, now this is how far. You know, that's one of the things they did to David, the brothers of David. They said, with whom have you left those few sheep? Because they have canalized David. That this is, you are going, for the rest of your life, you're going to be a sheep herder. There are certain people that because of the thoughts of your family, and can I go deeper into this thing? Can I enter? You know, the reason why people pray for
long for certain things is because of expectation of other people. Let me explain. In Acts 12, Peter said that God sent his angel to deliver me from Herod and from all the expectation of the Jews. The two were spiritual. That expectation of the people puts a limitation. Because the things that make, that you need, when you pray, protracted praying is a product of the strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are those strongholds? When there's a stronghold, right, it means that there's a normalized way of doing things. For you to break through that culture, you have to be deep in prayer. And that's why you see that everybody that brought a new culture, like Moses, had to do like 40 days twice. Because he was breaking into a different culture of an Old Testament. Jesus was breaking into another culture. You see, 40 days. Because there's something that is normal. Now you want to create something that is not there. There's a way, there's a stronghold, there's a way people are thinking that you want to break out of it. It takes depth to be able to come and break out of it. That's why you see that one of the strongholds in the mind of people is that when person dies, no, they wake up again. So when as a Christian, they say, this person is dead, come and wake him up. You see, huh? All your life you have been hearing stronghold that people that die, they don't wake up. You've heard many people that die, they didn't wake up. For you to break that logic, it takes depth of prayer. One of the major ways of breaking the logic is praying in other tongues. Because tongues is a major way of transforming your logic to the logic of God. It's not logical for a dead person to you not to say, wake up. It's not logical. But the way to enter into that logic, that it becomes easy, that you now look at a dead person and say, come out, wake up, is that there's a depth you have to enter into. It is those depths that, those depths are the stronghold. The reason why for Peter, they had to pray for long in Acts 12 when he was in prison. The reason why they had to pray for long, because there was stronghold. You know what was stronghold? If the first time that James was in prison, they had prayed, it would have been a shorter prayer. But when they removed James' head, as they are praying, Rabbi Kashama, in their mind, they all remember James' head separated from his body. Oh boy, Maka Taya, Maka. Hey, wait, let's just pray, shall we? That's why one of the things about life is that don't suffer for too long. Because it will create a DNA inside of you that it will be difficult to break out of. Mm-mm. That's why you need God's mercy early. Early. You have to be radical early. Early. If you stay longer, it will take more time. If you stay longer, it will come to a place where it becomes your DNA. With the children of Israel, they're supposed to break out of Egypt 400 years. Guess what? They stayed 430. 30 years is for a man to grow fully. It's for the DNA to be completely formed. That 430, that extra 30 years created a DNA inside of them. That even if you bring them out of Egypt, you could not bring Egypt out of them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If they had led 400, they would have entered the promised land. All of them. But that 30 years extra created, that's significant in the Bible. 30 years, you know, Jesus died at 30. He became into ministry at 30. 30, if with the children of Israel, with the Jews, culturally, when you become a man, is the time when the DNA was formed. Something had happened to them that was irreversible. God could not change it. Sir, don't suffer for too long. Satisfy me early with your mercy. Satisfy me early with your mercy. Satisfy me so that it will not become a normal thing. You will not think that not. When they talk about the good life, you say, I just leave that thing. That's the reason. It's stronghold. It's stronghold. It takes the person to the place where it's going to take an extra amount of prayer for it to happen. It's a stronghold. Strongholds are because of repeated occurrence. You have seen it over and over again. So to change culture, right, is that they've, in Nigeria, for instance, in the way they are thinking about next president, it's either from the north or from the south. Nobody's thinking about middle belt. Even the believer too has agreed. Yeah, he might not say it, but he has agreed. It's a stronghold. Sir, it will take power. It's not mouth. It will take power for you to break it and come out. He said, I'll make the crooked path straight. The bars of iron. There are circles that they've told you that you cannot enter. exclusive circles. You know there are bars of iron. They've separated themselves and said, no, we are the club, we are the boys. It's prayer you use to break into it. Because you need to be in that circle. Are you following what I'm saying? Steve Brooks was talking, sorry, I quote Steve Brooks a lot, I like the man. He was talking about that there's a particular man of God that told him that for 13 years he was praying to preach in a particular church. Just wait, I will explain the story fully. It might look too much. But guess what? The moment Steve Brooks said that, the man even told him, okay, let's go and preach together. Steve Brooks preached only once in that church. But the man, the moment he stepped into that church, he bonded with the pastor. They keep inviting him every week to come and preach. And they give him fat offering. Can I tell you something? Now, this is it. Why the point of this story is that you might think 13 years is long. But part of this breaking into culture is that you have to become radar specific in prayer. Radar specific. in Acts 12, Bible says that prayer was made for him. For Peter. Prayer was made without ceasing for him. Now, it doesn't, when they arrested him, did they stop praying before that time? No. It was that they now channeled the energy in that direction. Are you following me? They specified that thing. That means that, because that time when we talk about praying, there are different kinds of praying. Of course, you are well taught, so you understand. There are different kinds of praying. But there's a place where there's a place you want to break into. You have made up your mind. There's a place you want to break into. There's a culture you want to enter. You have seen that picture. What are you going to do? You put that picture before you. You put a picture of that place before you. And you start praying. Radar specific. There are places you really want to enter. Oh, there are places you want to enter. You put that picture. And glory to God. thank you, Lord. Talk in other tongues. Let me finish this message. So that by the time I come for third service, we just enter the spirit of primitive Christianity. Thank you, Lord. You change culture. Part of what God has called us to be, right, is to be colonialists. We are colonial masters. That means that when you enter a place, it's not their culture that you work with. You are the one that will introduce a new culture. You will superimpose a new culture. You are a colonialist. Immediately when you enter a place, you are the one that will tell him, then that we have a superior thing to offer you. Kai, thank you, Lord. Last one. Next verse, right? Next verse. He said, now we give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know right the Lord which called thee by name. I'm the God of Israel. Last part of this subduing nations is deep insight into mysteries. Deep insight into mysteries. You know, every great person that you see has deep insight into mystery. There are some of them that can explain it to you. There are some of them that they are not teachers. They cannot explain it to you. I remember a man of Para was giving us gist of Papa Adeboye. That one time, ministers' conference, Papa Adeboye said that, if you come tomorrow, I'm going to show you the secret of power. Kabaye. Emmanuel Okwara said that before the time, early in the morning, they were there sitting, waiting. We are going to hear the secret of power. Papa Adeboye came. Somebody shout hallelujah. The secret of power. I was fasting and praying. I've read the scripture many times, but I looked at it again. I saw that the Bible says, Acts 1:8, and ye shall receive power. And I said, I have received power. I have received power. That is the secret of power. Kai, which kind of revelation is this? of revelation is this one? But sir, make no mistakes about it.
I know what to say.
Make no mistakes about it. No. He might not be able to explain it. But he has deep insight into that scripture. Every great person is a person. Anybody I see in the marketplace doing excellently, he has gotten deep insight. Now, there are two kinds of insight. There's an insight you get from them books. Right? Daniel said that I understood by books. Very important. Then there's another insight. So that there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. Sophronismos. There is a wisdom like Solomon that you sleep one day and wake up the next day with insight. You don't learn them from the books. You have to combine the two. The world is limited to those insights in the books, but we are not limited. Deep insight. Deep insight in that business that you are doing. It's not game. It's not, you know, kalu. It's deep insight. That means that in place of prayer, you've caught some revelation. And it's a progressive thing. Every moment of your life, you are searching. You are hungry for more. You know, years ago, when I in NDA, when I started off in ministry, in NDA, one of the things that I wasn't comfortable with was when you see believers, they say that the man was on fire. Then after some years, he's no longer on fire. I say, God, no, me, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to hear that after some years, I'll not be on fire again. And then God showed me his word in Jude. He said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Now unto him, not me, unto him that is able. That's insight. That's insight. I saw it. Now unto him, he rested my heart. He rested my heart. You have to search for those kind of things. You know, Bishop Oyedepo will tell you that many times when you are hearing him preach, he will say, it is light. I mean, if you have heard him preach. Light. When light breaks out, wisdom comes from God. Those wisdom that he's talking about, they are mysteries. Those mysteries came as a product of praying and fasting. That's the part people speak. They skip that part. You understand? And say, no, it's mystery. It's mystery. It's wisdom. But the mystery of prosperity that he got was in the place of 3 days prayer and fasting. Not prayer and breaking 6 o'clock. He was in the mountain. There was no food. Say amen. But when he came out of that mystery, God told him that my prosperity plan does not answer to prayer and fasting. Now, you can carry that one now and say, oh, so what we know now, prosperity is not a problem of prayer and fasting. You press button, bam, bam, bam. You see, you have not taken the whole story. There's a story that Kenny Hagin gave about praying and fasting. If you read Kenny Hagin's teaching on Common Sense Guide to Fasting, was from his message on praying and on fasting. The part one, if you follow the part, because he was trying to correct an error that time in the body of Christ. The part one, if you follow it, it looks like what he's saying is that you should not be fasting. By the time you listen to the part two of the message, you realize that what he's advocating now fasting. Yes, sir. Franklin Hall's message. That's the same thing I was saying to Reverend Opara. That it was not luck that in the 40s they had a breakout of miracles and T.L. Osborne, Oral Roberts, all of them. It was they entered into 40 days, not 40 days break today, and you understand? 40 days stretch. At least 40 days stretch of praying and fasting. They broke into the miraculous. It was not that maybe God said, Kai, let's just start a revival. No. It's precision. They initiated it. There's a book, Men Who Heard from Heaven. Every one of those, yes, it's online. You can go and Google it. Men Who Heard from Heaven. Every one of those people, every one of them, it was a product of, you know, I underlined it, my own copy of the book underlined, it was not just prayer. Not just prayer. Fasting was inside. Not just prayer. All of them. Can I say in pidgin English? No, be just prayer. Fasting was inside. Every of those healing evangelists, it was prayer and fasting. Now, move it to the marketplace. Sir, Kai, sir, can I tell you something? The opportunity that you have in the marketplace, like I said in the first service, it's non-linear. So don't be worrying at things working. Just enter into the practice. Enter the practice. You will come to find. Before long, you will look back. See what's happening. Every time my wife and I entered into a season of praying and fasting, remarkable things happen both in our finances and in our ministry. Remarkable things. Every single time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we still have third service. Glory to God. Rise on your feet. Glory! Well, third service, I'm going to be praying for the sick and impartation. Kaya Lavakasa Heda. Let me break out.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.